Lee, positive result and performance today. Your thoughts after that one against Huddersfield?
Yeah, no, very positive. I was pleased. Obviously, listen, Huddersfield, a championship side and a good one at that. So for us to sort of form a new team, if you like, and play as well as we did against a good side, then I'm delighted. And you see what we're about. You can see that we're young and inexperienced at times, but then you can see we're talented as well. And we hope that that talent comes through, hopefully quicker, sooner rather than later, if you like. But can't get too carried away because they are different pre-season games, and it will be fierce, the tempo and the power in League One. So it's a case of being brave, really, and trying to implement our game on the opposition.
Did you feel like you built into the game today? Because the first half, Huddersfield seemed to be, you know, the team that was a division above, but second half you couldn't really tell.
Yeah, no, I thought we looked strong as a squad. You know, it makes such a big difference, doesn't it, when you bring sort of two or three players in. I thought Dan Crowley on his debut, if you like, was superb. 17-year-old, do you know what I mean, to be able to handle the ball like he can. It's almost like he's got a bubblegum boot and the ball stuck to the end of his toe. So look, we've still got bits to work on because it is a new group. It's going to take like 8 or 9 games, and I think that sort of showed in that game, didn't it, that we needed to build into the game and spread the pitch to be able to let the intricacies of our game sort of come to the fore.
Given the level of interest in Dan, how big a coup was it to bring him to the club?
It was a big coup, and it's hard now, isn't it? Who do I play? I haven't got a blooming clue. Because I've got a lot of good midfielders, you know, but it was one of them that it was a Brucey bonus, if you like, because you can't not take somebody that's as good as that, you know. And I think he's the best 17-year-old in the country, certainly, and I think he could be he could go as high as he likes. Now, the attitude of the boy to want to come out and play and not be happy playing under 18s, under 19s, under 21 football tells you what he's about. And if Arsene Wenger says he's ready to go out, then he's good enough for me.
Are you hoping that he's going to bring out the best in some of the youngsters that are here at Barnsley today? Because you can see his level of thinking is, at the moment, beyond others.
Yeah, I mean, look, we can't put too much pressure on the lad either, because it's a very, very physical League One. And it's all right having a good sort of 45 minutes in a pre-season friendly, and everybody saw what he's about. But at the same time, Saturday, Tuesday, the grind of that is difficult. And for any young player, you have to be able to use them to the best of their capabilities. Now, if he's flying and he's fit and he plays well every week, then he's fine to continue every week. But we've also got Joe Rothwell to come into that. Conor Hourihan comes off the bench. Paul Digby comes off the bench, you know what I mean? So we've got Scowen, Pearson. Somebody's going to have to invent a new formation for me.
We saw Mason Holgate get a goal early in the second half. What's the latest on his situation?
Well, I expect there to be a drastic interest soon, because it's sort of like a sort of bubbling cauldron, if you like, or a volcano that everybody's sort of looking, what am I going to do? I thought he was excellent today, and he showed what he's about. I hope he doesn't go, because I don't want to sell him, to be honest, even though we might have to, if you know what I mean, for the greater good, not of the club, because we need the finances, but of the situation. And I still believe his best development time would be here, but, you know what I mean, who am I to deny somebody the bright lights of the Premiership? So I don't know is the honest answer. I know that there's been a lot of interest and a lot of talk, but somebody's going to have to come to the fore and offer the sort of money that we're expecting.
Had another chance to look at Simeon Jackson today. Yeah. What did you make of his performance?
Sharp, yeah, looks good. Looks like something we haven't got, you know, that willing runner that wants to get him behind. Again, it's all about formations. In a 3, possibly not. In a 2, definitely, with the right blend. And he needs to do a little bit more work off the ball, but I mean, we see him in training, very, very sharp, very tidy finisher, very quick finisher. And he hasn't had a great couple of years, but you can see why he scored a lot of goals in previous years. So, yeah, one to monitor.
Are you going to be looking to offer him a deal?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's no secret that we've got a couple of bids in, of course, for players. So we'll have to see how they go. But put it this way, if I was left with Simeon Jackson, I'd be happy, because he's a good player and someone that does give a bit of experience and fits into the group quite nicely. But a lot of things have got to go into it. Interest from other clubs, finance, everything that goes along with making any decision on a new recruit.
Those are the players, Ian Henderson, Isle McLeod.
Well, listen, it's certainly not a case of me wanting to talk about other people's players, and you can't do that. As much as I'd love to give everybody the information to make your job easier, it's not ethical in the football world.
We understand that you did put a bid in for Henderson. Is he somebody you're going to be looking to go back in for?
Well, where did you find out that from? I think a lot of the stuff obviously comes in from the media. And like I say, I just like to concentrate really on the ones we've got, because we've got some good players, you know. And Marley Watkins plays up front. I think people think he's a winger, but really wants to be a striker. And you sort of see that today. He's getting a bit frustrated because he's very close to getting in, but hasn't got in yet. And I can see him, and I think I just need him to calm down a little bit, wait for his opportunity, and then take his chance on the pitch, I mean, as far as his finishing.
You gave Paul Digby a bit of a shout in the second half. How and where does he fit into the plans this season?
Good player. Good player that's come on drastically. Good attitude. He's missed 2 years of his development through injury, pretty much. And it's not physical. Well, it is physical, actually, because he needs to quicken his feet up in his game. But it's like anything. He's had 2 years of sitting on an injury bed and not being able to get those tactical elements that he needs to get into his game. So it's a fine line, isn't it? Does it really? He's 20, but he's really 18 as far as development concerned. So he's got a bit to do to be the player he can be, but his ceiling is very high because of his attributes. So, and it will come with him because he's a good lad and he wants to do well.
1 week to go. I imagine you're chomping at the bit to get going. What's next? What happens next this week?
Well, I think I've got to have a few sleepless nights, haven't I? Because like, if we could get someone in, that would be amazing. And I've got to somehow pick a group to go and win the game. And we've got quite a strong squad. And I think it's a case now of if you're not producing, somebody's coming right up behind you. And I don't think we quite had that competition for places last year. And if I could add two, and then maybe another two, depending on what goes in, what goes out, then we will be really strong at that point. You see the quality of Mawson. They're not big names, but they will be. And big names got to start somewhere.
I was going to say just briefly at the end about Mark Roberts. He seemed to struggle in the first half against Naki Wells, but second half really found his game.
Yeah, well, I think Mark Roberts, I've got to say, he has been superb. And I knew he was a good player, but I think for him, it was all about full-time football and how he was going to react. And he could have gone either way, because some people struggle with the intensity of full-time football. But you see, he's quick, you know. He's got to work on his feet a little bit. He's got to be able to adjust his feet, but that will come with more and more full-time training. But he's 6'4", throws it to the far post. He's a talker, which you don't get very often now at 24. He's very, very quick. Jordi Huula's one of the quickest in the league, by the way, or he was last year. And he had a yard on Mark Roberts, and Mark Roberts caught him with a yard to spare. So he's got a lot of attributes now. I like him a lot, and I've been really, really pleased with him. And if I go to a four at the back and he doesn't play, then he wouldn't have deserved it.